How are you feeling about the ACJ coming up?
ACJ. Mixed feelings. Studying for AFK, it was heavier. There was a lot more content, but I had more time.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking care of my daughter at home, so I did have her with me the whole time, but that was it. But now, I'm also working full-time, so there's kids, there's work, there's courses.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been more challenging.
So when your exam is in...
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Right? 2 weeks.
What's the date exactly?
Oh, it's the 23rd?
26th.
26th, yeah.
26th, so 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you feel like you haven't completed all the content?
No.
Or I haven't completed all the content?
Yeah, I haven't.
So you're approaching this exam, first attempt, first course, but you didn't really do a full course.
I didn't. No, unfortunately. But I will do my best to study as much as I can the next couple weeks and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
I mean, how would you feel if you ended up passing? Would you be surprised?
Yes.
If you end up failing, would you feel it's all right?
I would not be surprised.
Okay, so.
I would not feel all right. Of course, like nobody wants to fail. So I still have, a tiny little bit of hope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing terribly in the mocks, so we'll see. There's a possibility that I'll pass, but if I don't, I know exactly why and what I should change.
So. Mm-hmm. When we did AFK, which of the topics was your favorite?
Pathology and pharmacology. I'm laughing because it's always this.
It's always
pharma and pathology.
What about basic science?
Yeah, I think because I love basic science. I have two master's degrees in basic science, but it was the first module and it was a lot. Like it was heavy and it was, I guess, a shock, from self-studying to, because it was reading the books before the course started. Excuse me. But then, so you start the week with basic science and it's around 30 hours of lectures. So that's a shock.
Because the course is designed to have the basic science at start, but it's also is a heavy module and it sets the pace for people,
I guess, yeah,
so that they don't feel like everything after that might feel a little bit
lighter sure.
Versus the opposite,
right? Yeah, true. So, but it is a great module. It's the way it is explained, it's perfect. It's like making things a lot simpler, easy to understand, and it prepares you for pharmacology, pathology. So it's really good. But my favorites are still those. Yeah,
pharma and patho. So with the basic science, when you went into it, were you already knowledgeable with all those concepts, or did you feel like it added to your knowledge more than
it did add a lot had? To my knowledge? Because when you do a master's, it's a very specific topic.
What was your master's?
So the first one was saliva, salivary proteins, and acquired enamel pellicles. The whole master's specific about this. Yeah, the entire first project was about this.
Whole master's about
what's
saliva.
What's so funny? Yeah, it's very nerdy, but it's very interesting as well. And the second was chitosan particles and the protective salivary peptides in acquired
saliva
enamel
well.
Pellicle. Yes. So yeah, I mean, very specific. You ask my supervisors, but yeah.
And so you come from an ortho background. You're an orthodontist.
I am. So clinically, the specialty that I chose that I have is ortho.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so to address your first question, it did add a lot to my knowledge, basic science, because there are things you don't remember, like from the first year of dental school. So.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, because there are things that it just seems to disappear. Like you talk about it in the first year, and you never talk about it again. So it's really good.
It's probably the most feared subject, right? When people want to do any dental board exam or AFK or ADAT, when they hear basic science, would you say
no one wants to deal with that?
Yes, it's like what basic? But what is this?
Yeah, not that again. Like first year,
It's subject. Like, and if you study on your own, you probably think it's like all the biochemistry and all that. You start going through all the books of different, because it's
so many books.
It's never ending. There's like so many possibilities.
Yeah. Microbiology, immunology, everything. Histology is so extensive.
Physiology, anatomy.
Yeah. There's so much. So it's beautifully summarized in the book.
Yeah.
The
so we summarized really it. So that it's like
AFK
oriented.
But for 1 week, I'm sorry, it's a little too much. It was just, you know,
well,
a shock.
The mastery course is extended, but
yeah, yeah.
And, you know, some people are able to finish it in 1 week.
Oh, yeah, I was able
You were able to finish. Yeah, so.
Like, very good.
We also have a backup plan. So, like, if you don't finish it, but yes.
If you don't finish.
You were able to finish it in one week.
I was, yeah.
When did you finish, toward the end of the week or beginning of the
towards
week?
Towards the end of the week. Like, so, Friday, like from Monday to Friday.
That's,
to use all the days.
That's actually pretty good, though.
I mean.
With the epidemiology? Or did you do the epidemiology before?
Oh, the epidemiology. So what I did was I watched, because you have a suggestion.
Yes.
Watch, if you don't have time to watch the advanced epidemiology, watch this and this. So I only watched those you suggested. And then in the break weeks, I
You went back
finished.
And got the epidemiology.
Mm.
Okay, so you...
It's a way to go about it if you don't have enough time.
It's doable and you can finish it. But yes, of course, like if you're working 30 hours, it's going to be like if the video length is for 30 hours.
Yeah.
The runtime.
Combined,
time,
right?
Combined.
Yes, basic science and epidemiology combined.
And questions.
30, yeah. 30
and
hours.
If someone is, you know, depends also on how they utilize that run. Like, do they rewind a lot? Do they use it on fast speed?
What? Yeah,
how was your experience in the beginning, in the first week? How did you use the course?
I was rewinding a lot.
Yeah.
because, like I said, it's a lot of content. Basic science is a lot. And you jump from one topic to another, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of things to cover. So I felt like, oh my gosh, I didn't memorize this. What did he just say? And I kept like rewinding. So it did take me a little longer than it should have taken. I could have finished it, let's say, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But I was rewinding too much. And then I learned, like, throughout the course that, you know, try to treat this as an in-person class.
Yes.
Don't rewind too much. Like, if you have any doubts, you know, write it down and ask it in the live sessions. And that's what I did later on, and it was very helpful. It changes the whole experience.
Yeah, we always try to catch students in the first week to tell them, like, look, by the way you want to use these videos is treat them like first as rewind. If they are a live lecture. Rewind if necessary or pause if necessary, obviously, because you want that flexibility.
Of course.
But also just remember that, like, you're not necessarily memorizing from the video. That's not. You want to finish the content.
And then,
if you have extra time, you could go back, review, and do that.
To memorize,
And
I didn't believe you at first. I was like, oh.
You tried...
I will rewind because I have to, okay? That's how my brain works. But no, you just have to trust the process, you know? Yeah, watch it as if it was an in-class session, because that's how it was in dental school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why would it
you
be
can't rewind
now?
In class.
You
instructors.
Can't rewind your professor. So yeah, but we learn.
Yeah, and like even if you don't end up rewinding, you could still come back to it, you could still pause, just don't try to over rewind and memorize.
Don't overdo it, yeah.
And that was one of the most feared topics usually, or people kind of just, you know, are worrying about it. But like we summarize it in hopefully like in a, you know, simple way. Just it's condensed in that 1 week. In the mastery course, they have 2 weeks for it.
2 weeks, it's perfect.
Yeah. So and after you finished it, how do you feel about basically like did you utilize that for your IMBDE as well?
You mean just the basic science or the course?
No, the basic science specifically.
Like, yeah. There was a lot of basic science in the IMBDE. 100% utilized it, yeah.
Did you need to extend beyond the AFK basic science for the IMBDE, like a little bit further?
No.
Oh, really? So I thought the IMBDE has more of it, like, you know, more into the biochemistry and stuff like that.
No, not like deeper knowledge, just more questions, I guess.
Okay.
Like they bring up more questions, more basic science questions, but all that same level.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so basic science, most feared topic in AFK.
It is fun at Scholars. I found it fun.
It's a good foundation for your favorite topics, pharma and patho.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You had to pick one?
It builds, if I had to pick one.
Oh.
How many seconds do I have?
To choose.
Oh my God. Okay, pharma.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Why?
I think, well, there's always a diverse answer there. Some people love patho more, some people like. It's rare to see someone that likes pharma more.
Okay.
But maybe after they do the pharma and learn it, they start to like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's especially if you learn the basic. Me? Oh, yeah. This question is really hard.
You have 10 seconds.
You have 10 seconds? Pharma.
Pharma? Oh. Interesting.
It's patho. It's patho as well.
No, but, you can't change. See, it's both.
Yeah, it's both. You're right. It's both. Okay. So because very patho, fun. I like learning about the cells and like how they could misbehave.
Mm-hmm. Misbehave, yeah.
Like that's in the a good, body. Yeah, that's a good and good like work. What up like which ways it could do that and how mm-hmm. that presents.
Yeah.
But pharma also has like this very interesting how can we design things to manipulate the body?
Yeah.
Which I like to understand. Very, like,
yeah, it's fascinating. Like I remember you asked that. Oh no, it wasn't you. It was Dr. Hodges. She was like, How do you guys feel about pharma? Like what do you think about the module? Everybody was like, oh, it's so difficult, this and that. I'm like, beautiful. She's like, beautiful. But it is beautiful. Like if you think about it, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
To me at least. Like
yeah, like it's like when you learn what buttons you have in the body, let's say, and mm-hmm. if you press this button which and if you turn this off, what happens?
Yeah.
And then that we could create medication or drugs to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty like awesome.
It is. It that. Is.
Well, from the basic science, is there a favorite subtopic?
Okay. Anatomy.
Oh, wow. You knew that fast. That's great.
Yeah, I love anatomy.
Interesting.
You?
I think hormones.
Okay.
But I haven't thought this
that's
through.
That's the most difficult part, I feel.
Yeah, I haven't thought this through. It seems
I
like you've already
either.
Thought
I
of
know.
It. It seems like
no,
you came up with the answer
it's
fast.
It's just like, yeah, I know.
Anatomy?
Anatomy.
Did you like know that or do you just like think of it now?
No, I knew that.
Do you want to always elaborate on like any when you found out about this?
When I found out about this love for anatomy. Dental school, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Anatomy class. Very specifically, it was 2 p.m. I'm just kidding. I just always loved it.
Okay, yeah.
It's interesting.
Anatomy is interesting too. It's one of those topics where that you really have to repeat it. There's no hack for it. You have to repeat it to actually remember it. But yeah, like it's so interesting.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever like heard someone say anatomy. I mean, hormones is probably weird too.
It is like hormones. This part is very difficult.
It is.
It
difficult.
Is interesting. Like it is interesting, you know, yeah, and it's super important for the rest, like for pathology, even right.
Yeah.
But it's so difficult to me. Anatomy is not like to me. Like yeah. I don't have to repeat.
I like
so
anatomy
many times.
Too, though. I'm not gonna like.
You're copying me. You're yeah, copying that's my response.
Yeah, <I'm copying. laughs> I like anatomy too.
But
I got
so,
good at anatomy.
So like interesting. I guess I've always been interested.
Yeah, there's in, something like, interesting about
the human body as a whole.
I guess maybe I just like it all. I don't know. But
yeah,
like
physiology. Physiology is really
physiology was great. I really like. Yeah.
More specifically, the hormones part you like, but yeah. Everything physiology is like amazing.
Yes. But, I guess the anatomy part is very interesting to see how things are, once you understand, how things are getting from one point to the other. Maybe, mm-hmm. is there a specific part? Like, I'm looking at nerves and skull and how things are mm-hmm. Getting to a certain point. You know, how mm-hmm. does the nerve travel through the bones to a certain target location? But maybe, yeah. I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I like it. But hormones interest me because it's interesting to see how these messages, I feel like they have an overall goal,
mm-hmm.
and then if you understand what that goal is, all the things underneath it you could kind of remember.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it all makes sense. Like if you understood like the goal.
Yeah.
Obviously, like you memorize which hormone
does
is the
what.
Yeah, does what? It all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That is fun.
Physiology too. Okay,
yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, least favorite.
Least favorite
in basic science.
I think I know this. Wait, I did dig deep in my head. It's not the correct answer, but from our basic science,
yes.
So that I know, I could go through the topics.
I mean,
I want to say probably biochemistry. But there isn't any biochemistry, but like biochemistry. If there's
not oral biochemistry. Biochemistry.
Like if someone is presenting biochemistry, maybe that's the part I would say is the least favorite.
Okay.
Versus, is there an option? Like what is there? Because microbiology, I remember even back in school, I had this thing where I was drawing the bacteria and characters.
Mm-hmm.
I lost that book, unfortunately.
Oh.
I created them like as villains and they had superpowers. Oh. So like I turned microbiology into something fun for me as well. But like
but it's not very fun.
It is if you look at it that way. There's some things still I have.
Yeah.
You know, like
after your comic books.
It was kind of like a comic book. Like they had superpowers and they had like characters. Like if it's an aerobic bacteria, I would have a nose. But if it's an anaerobic, no nose. You know.
Like you need this. Okay. Like we need this for.
I have to work on this project.
Noting down. Yeah.
I could work. Yeah. I designed some sketches. You know, but biochemistry, I never had like. I never maybe approached it enough to get to that level. Right. Seems like you liked it or something. Because I, when I said you didn't like, you're like, uh-oh.
I'm like, okay, then.
Do you like biochemistry?
I do, yeah. Okay. It was, first year, I remember most of my friends disliked biochemistry. And I was the only one like paying attention, like loving it. I loved it. So biochemistry, first year, my favorite subjects were biochemistry, anatomy.
That's
and, oh, good. We had pharma as well. We had pharma.
You had for pharma your first
years.
Year?
4 years, yeah.
Wait, we didn't get pharma in our first year.
We did. So it was second semester and on. But
So what's your least favorite in basic science?
In basic science, least favorite is I think immunology. Immunology.
Mm.
It's complicated. I don't know.
It is complicated. Yeah, there's a lot of definitions for. Sometimes it feels like the same thing.
Yeah.
Like inflammation and some other hypersensitivity thing and some other,
all those cells.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get annoyed at plasma cells. Like that term's too broad. Like, they should have named it something different. Plasma cells could be anything. But yeah, plasma cells. Anyways. Yeah, I don't like that. What?
Plasma is annoyed at. You know, mast cells bother me too.
Mast cells, yeah.
Because, like, sometimes, like, almost, you know, because you learn it in a way where it's like under a microscope, but like, how did it get there? Like, where did it get?
Oh, yeah.
So,
what else? Yeah, immunology, and there's probably something else that was like difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, occlusion.
Occlusion.
It's difficult, but you explain it in a way that I had never been like explained to like that before. So, it was like it made it less. Dislikeful. Like, less, did I just make up a word?
Gross, like less problematic.
Less problematic.
I mean, thank you, coming from an orthodontist.
It's like but it's not that type of occlusion, okay? Like, before people start thinking that I don't know occlusion. What? Right? That's not it. Occlusion in basic science, it's more about like the TMJ and how, you know, each cusp.
Like anatomy, physiology kind of thing. That's how we discuss it. Yeah. I mean, you could argue it doesn't need to be in the basic science, but I kind of liked it in the basic science so that like that's a discussion.
You don't know why.
No, I do, because you see, a lot of times it's explained in prosto from a prosthodontic point of view.
Yeah.
Then it's explained in ortho from an orthodontic point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you never get the whole all over point of view, you know, you only learn from a prosto where they go, okay, let's learn centric relation and how do we build it back? And then in ortho, you just learn angle one and what's right. But you don't really, that's why it's confusing because it's like, you never get this basic, like, let's learn what occlusion is before all of that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why in basic science, I'm like, well, first let's learn it as anatomy and physiology.
Yeah.
How is occlusion? Let's learn these terms altogether, ortho, prosto.
Mm-hmm.
Anatomy, it's anatomy, and
mix,
I don't know if you want to call it physiology, but it's an anatomy
and
how the joint is
going
to work.
How physiologically it's going to
include. And then, you know, and then later when you do prosto and ortho, we repeat the concepts related to those topics of occlusion in those.
Yeah.
So it just kind of made sense to take it a little bit, create its own topic and, you know, have it early on in the course. And that way you could repeat it more.
Yeah. So that's what I'd never seen, I guess, like separated from the topics.
Mm.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the talk today.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun.
All right.